There will be more floods with death, more volcano eruptions with death, and more accidents that are not accidents. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14 through 21, quote, "In those days, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them, 'Men of Judea, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour forth my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And moreover, upon my servants and upon my handmaids in those days, I will pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heavens above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1986. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
There is a cloud-like formation as though Our Lady has just passed through some type of an ordeal, some type of a catastrophe, because the clouds don't look like the clouds of our sky, but the clouds are coming up smoke-like from some type of a chasm, a deep well or something. Now Our Lady is coming down closer to the top of the statue. She's come down quite fast. Now, Our Lady is wearing the most beautiful gown. She has on a white gown with a blue sash about her waist, and her rosary beads are dangling from the sash, the rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys that actually become all the colors of the rainbow as Our Lady turns. Now I can never see Our Lady's hair. Her head is well covered by her mantle this evening. Her mantle is a beautiful white, and it has a trim of about, a half an inch of gold all about the outside. Our Lady is smiling. It's a sad smile, but Our Lady does look like she is happy. Now, Our Lady is nodding, and she's placing her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my heart is so lightened with joy at the numbers of wonderful souls who have come here this evening to honor the Eternal Father, when he sent me 16 earth years ago down upon earth to try to stop the crisis in the church and the chaos that is going throughout all the countries of the world. My child and my children, I came to you many years ago at Fatima with a plan for the salvation of mankind. And I must say to you this evening as your mother that none of my words must be kept hidden any longer. For it is urgent that the world make this final atonement. The hourglass now is almost empty. Days can be counted by hours. For at this very moment, we see a most terrible explosion with the loss of many lives about to take place. Oh, my children, you do not understand what I have given to other seers upon earth to bring to you. Not only words of consolation, but words of truth. The truth sometimes does hurt my children. But I, as your mother, must treat you at this time as adults, being able to reason. With the God-given reasoning that heaven gave unto you when you were conceived by the Holy Ghost, I say this for this reason. The Eternal Father is much disturbed at the numbers of abortions being committed throughout your country and the world. These numbers go upwards to 50 to 60 million in 1 year throughout the world. And this is too much for the Eternal Father and also for the souls who are now victim souls, victims to try to save their brothers and sisters who have gone astray from gaining their rightful desires of destruction and death. These victim souls that have become victims of their own accord and their own placement, they are the ones who have kept punishment from coming upon you and mankind. I wish at this time, my children, to repeat again the need to write, to speak, to meet with the Holy Father in Rome and plead with him to have Lucy come forward and tell the third secret, word for word, as I give to you each evening on my appearances upon the grounds of Bayside and Flushing Meadows. Oh, my children, if you knew what was in store for you in the near future, and that means my child and my children this year, you would understand why I feel and why I cry tears upon you. If I could, I would, as your mother, make all atonement for you. But it is the will of the Eternal Father that you come forward now and stand up to protect your own souls and also the souls of your children and your families. Mothers and fathers, too, have gone astray in these dark days. Materialism has replaced spiritualism, and that is why the many catastrophes are being allowed upon your earth. There will be more floods with death, more volcano eruptions with death, more accidents that are not accidents, until you will surely come to your senses and realize that there is a higher power working at this time to bring you to your knees.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. On September 6, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, Man does not recognize the warnings from the Eternal Father. There shall be sent great disturbances of nature. There shall be floods, earthquakes, and great loss of life. Pray that this destruction does not come close to your families. Many children will die, unquote. On July 15, 1972, Our Lady said, quote, there will be a great devastation among you. You do not recognize the hand of your God. How many disturbances of nature we send upon you before the cataclysm, unquote. On November 1, 1985, St. Michael appeared to Veronica and said, my child and my children, your world is heading for a great catastrophe. Earthquakes will increase. Floods will increase. There will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth throughout the world as calamity upon calamity befalls mankind. And why? Because you did not listen to the Queen of Heaven, who has come to you as Queen of Peace to bring the world back from the cataclysm it is facing, unquote. Look at the freezing weather, the floods, the earthquakes, the tornadoes that are happening now. The idea of emergency preparedness is spreading rapidly among those waking up to the reality of today's chaotic weather and business climate. This is why the book, Making the Best of Basics, was written. With over 350,000 copies of earlier editions sold, it has long been a standard of food storage and family preparedness. It includes worksheets to determine which items and how much to store for your family. Making the Best of Basics has been revised greatly and greatly expanded and updated. It has almost 100 additional pages of charts, tables, and recipes. It is the most comprehensive volume ever compiled on home food storage. Most important of all, it has 80 yellow pages listing suppliers of preparedness products in the United States and Canada. Peace of mind will follow preparation. Let the book, Making the Best of Basics, do what it has already done for more than a generation, making preparation both possible and manageable, and give your loved ones a measure of security in an uncertain world. I urge each and every listener to prepare now, not when it is convenient, but do so now. Don't delay any longer. Get your spiritual relationship right with God and prepare for emergencies and natural disaster. Store water, food, blankets, blush candles, and other supplies for emergencies as Our Lady has instructed us. This is one book of a kind, Making the Best of Basics. It's available for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Use your MasterCard, Visa, and American Express and call 616-698-6448. Get this book now and get going. It is better to be ready 6 months too early than one day too late. The title of the book, Making the Best of Basics, for $20 plus $4 shipping and handling. Order it from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 208 for a grand total of 35,897 holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray that we have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady's of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, Directives from Heaven, Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, and much more. Now on the internet, we have the actual original audio recording of many of the messages received from Jesus and Mary. We also have special prophecy reports on the current and future floods, UFOs, and newly reported gigantic pistol star fireball. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the incredible Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1986. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
My child and my children, I have asked in the past for certain days of atonement, the first Saturdays, the first Saturday of each month. Can you not give this to me, my children, in order to place it before the Eternal Father? For you must pray for sinners. I beg you, my children, as your mother, your loving mother, who cries tears of sorrow upon you all, please remember this. The time is growing short. I have wandered throughout earth trying to warn you, my children, depending on a small handful of loyal souls to bring these messages to you. Upon these grounds, my child, we chose you to come forth in illness and in health in order to save your brothers and sisters. As a victim soul, my child, we cannot promise you happiness upon this earth. But we will give you, if you remain steadfast and true, my child, in your own free will, we will give you a reward that far surpasses all of your imagination, your inclinations, and anything that is beyond the human mind to understand now. You will be given in return for yourself. Do you understand this, my child? You will continue, my child, to send the messages throughout the world with great haste. Satan has come with his agents to try to stop you. They are now planning a measure of retaliation. Be prepared, my child, when it happens. You will know that it is straight from Satan. I ask you now to give the warning in poetical form given to the world some years ago. It must be applied now. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My child, you said that well. It is a riddle, as the Father gives many riddles, but those who have the grace will understand and act upon it. Now, my child, for reasons that you are not to give out, I wish at this time that you take three photographs. They are very, very important, my child. They will contain a date for the next catastrophe. You must know for a reason, because you must move from your house at that time. You will take the pictures now, my child, and I will be with you again. flower. The trees now are turning pink at the kiss. It's a beautiful color pink. It's nothing frightening, though I had a great fear in my heart that said that the trees were going to go on fire for a moment because it's a startling pink. Now there are long rivulets of light going from the tips of the trees high up into the sky. And they're directly over Our Lady's statue, about maybe, I would say about 40 or 50 feet. Jesus is coming down through the sky. The sky was dark, but it's become now a very bright, white, translucent type of light all about Jesus. And
you have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1986. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Well, now, with the vigil of 318, over 100 people attended. It was a freezing night and very heavy rains. Now, I have my first testimony here is from New York. I went to my dentist for a checkup. He told me I had something on my gums, but he did not know what it was. He advised me to go see an oral surgeon, which I did. I had x-rays, CAT scan, and biopsy, all indicating I had an impacted wisdom tooth surrounded by a cyst which grew around the nerve and jawbone. The surgeon had to tell me by law before the operation that part of my lip and tongue may remain numb, maybe for the rest of my life. I agreed to the operation. I went home from the surgeon's office and I put the blessed rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine on the infected area. After the operation, the surgeon told me that when he made the incision and saw the enormous size of the cyst, no way could he perform the operation without numbness. When I woke up from the anesthesia, my first thought was to touch my lip and tongue. Thank you, dear Jesus and Blessed Mother. No numbness, no pain. I told this to the surgeon, and he shook his head in amazement and said, I cannot understand this. Within a few days, I healed as though I were a very young person. I am 69 years of age. That's the end of that testimony. Now I have another testimony here from New York, which reads as follows. The first vigil I attended was the Eve of Christ the King. At that time, I verbally asked to be cured of glaucoma. I felt that I would be cured as I always felt that it was my cross. In September, I met a lady who saw me using the eye drops. She told me to see a certain doctor that he would cure me, as he had cured her glaucoma years before. Finally, I made the appointment with this doctor. On the morning of December 6th, I used two rose petals and put them on my eyes and said three Hail Marys and asked to be healed. After all the testing was done, the doctor came to the conclusion that I did not have glaucoma, that I should not use that medication anymore, and that I should return to my own ophthalmologist. I went in January and February, and the pressure was still low, and I have not used any drops since December. In fact, I drove up to the vigil grounds December 7th to thank Our Lady of the Roses for her intercession. Encloses a letter from my doctor stating that if I had used drops for 21 years, and the doctor originally diagnosed glaucoma in California, he said that I could not be cured, as the type that I had cannot be cured by surgery. that I would have to use the drops for the rest of my life. Again, I thank our Lord and our Lady for healing me, and that is signed. My next testimony here is from Rochester, New York. I am from Rochester, New York. I am my 13-year-old son, and I made the trip to Bayside Shrine in October of the Feast of Our Lady of the Roses. My main reason for going was to offer it up for my husband, who had been an alcoholic for many years, that he would give up drinking and return to the church. Since that night, one of the most beautiful spiritual experiences of my life, so many favors have been granted to me. My family, me and my family, by our Blessed Mother of the Roses and her Blessed Son, our Savior Jesus. Firstly, my 13-year-old son loved the experience. He now says the rosary every night with me and wants to make another trip. Secondly, my husband was taken to the hospital in November, bleeding from the mouth with cirrhosis of the liver. He received the last rites of the church, but our Blessed Mother and Jesus let him live. Since he's been home, he has not been drinking. He gave it up for good. Since this happened, he has shown an interest in going to Mass with me every day, receiving our Lord, and staying after Mass for the rosary. Thirdly, my son married a girl who was never baptized and knew nothing of any religion. They were married by a justice of the peace. When my husband was so ill, she said she wanted to become baptized a Catholic. Since their return to Virginia, where my son is stationed in the Navy, she has talked to the chaplain, and he is going to instruct her in the Catholic faith. And when she is baptized into the faith, they will get married in the Catholic Church. As for the graces I have received personally, they are too many to mention. I'll never stop singing the praises of Our Lady of the Roses. I'll speak to anyone I meet of the great graces and love waiting for all at the Bayside Shrine. That is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.